expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. It is June the 24th, 2018, and I am your host once again.
Okay.
All right. Where's all that?
All right. A little bit too much sun yesterday. I got it.
Okay, we know.
It's easy to be me when you're not here.
Sounds like a bad song.
It's easy. I know. I'm about ready to write a few country western songs the way the year's been going. My dog, my horse. Good grief. I've been rough. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does the heavy lifting and
good morning.
All the busting of your chops.
Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. It might as well be you.
That's right.
That's right.
We've only just begun.
That is a song.
Shut up. Yesterday once more.
We do this all day.
And here we go.
Wow. Anyway, what a week. Has anybody gotten tired of the fake news yet?
Oh, man. Some of the back and the forth that's been going on about...
It's insane, all of it.
It is insanity. You know, we're talking about a situation that has existed for, 20 years, 4 presidents, 10 congressional sessions, you know, tens of thousands of children that have been separated, but now it's an issue. And let's get mad at the guy that just got here and has no legal authority to do anything to change it.
It's like, shut up, you Nazi commie bastard, said Stalin.
Yeah. Actually, I had one person accuse me of being a self-loathing bigot in narcissistic need of the adoration and popularity of the masses and in deep need of psychological help.
Well, he wasn't that far off, was he?
Well, I guess it depends on what aspect of life we're talking about.
They had the right diagnosis with the wrong reasons.
Oh, boy.
And his suggestion for the cure?
Go to eBay and buy yourself something. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Crazy, crazy days indeed. I guess we have a guest. Do you have any announcements?
I do. We have a guest at 10:30 to answer that question. And then we do have a few announcements. Don't forget military history. Today's the last day for that from 9 to 4. And that's, you know, you can go down there. They have the tanks, the cars, the trucks.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, so go early. Yeah, it's supposed to only be 108 or 109 today. So, yeah, and it's down 1 mile.
It doesn't even get hot till 105.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we see how that worked for you yesterday.
You were
confused. Anyway, so don't forget, go show your support for that. And then the VFW Post 1934 is having a fundraiser. It's a golf tournament.
Cool.
And so, yeah, at Allen's Golf Course at 2780 Sacramento Drive, Reading. And they're going to have all kinds of good things. And I just got this. I was looking to see for tickets and stuff. How much? Okay. Starting time's 9 a.m., registration at 8:30 a.m., members $30, non-members $40 entry fee. If you need more information, call 241-5055. And then this one, Reading Post 197, is putting on a summer barbecue. And this is to support the Post. And, of course, our good friend James Leedy is being the cook. It's going to be a great barbecue down there. And that's
right.
Yeah, July 14th at Anderson River Park. He is excellent cook. $10 is the cost. That includes lunch, dessert, and one drawing ticket. I mean, what more can you ask for? If you need more information, give James a call at 949-0704. Mm-hmm. So.
And for those that are interested and can make it tomorrow in Weaverville at 9 a.m. at the Trinity County Courthouse, will be the trial over the election contest from November and the election, the alleged election fraud that went on in Trinity County.
That must be headed up by Kay over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kay, and I hope they get them.
Oh,
yeah,
should.
I mean, it's like crazy. I'll be going to school this week, 3 days of intensive tax terror, so that'll be fun.
I get to go to jury duty. Yay!
Better you than me. I have a new method. You just don't go pick up your mail.
Yeah. It's not like they send those things certified.
This is like my fifth one this year.
When they show up at your door. Yeah.
Dave's not here.
Like, wow, man. I never got the mail. The dog ate the postcard. I don't know.
Yeah, I told him that I was an illegal alien that was pregnant and didn't speak English. I ended up right on the jury.
Didn't pass go, did you?
No.
Yeah, knock at the door. You open up, and, oh, see. Wow, your voice didn't fit your description.
Yeah. don't you tell me how I identify.
I'm not sure if we can connect the two there. Very
I don't
good,
know.
But, you
I
know?
Mean, yeah, you could be anything you want now. You can be a black, skinny, Mexican, Southern Poverty Law Center lawyer, if you like.
Don't mention the Southern Poverty Law Center either.
Yeah, oh, that's a great crew of hate speech guys.
And with that, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. You got somebody coming on at 10:30. I thought I better call early.
Hey, what you got?
You got to love old Trump counts on the congressional picnic and donating the food to Walter Reed because they've got immigration reform to work on, don't you?
I love it. Well, I don't care what anybody says about Trump. I like the guy.
Hey, I do, too. And now he's going to house 100,000 illegals here in California, kind of rub it in old Jerry Brown's nose. You see that in the news?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, it's on Breitbart.
Oh, that's where you get real news. See, I thought you were referring to the fake news, which I don't watch.
I wonder if that was the buses I saw.
I refer to that as BS, but if I said the real words, so Carl Botter would call up and kick me off the station again.
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful out there.
Hey, listen, I've been thinking about this deal at South City Park where they're going to put up the big fence to keep them out of the ballpark and tennis courts so the special people can go down there and feel safe.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going far enough. I think what they need to do is put a fence around everything and flood the library with all these transients. I don't know if you want to call them homeless, because I don't have anything against the homeless if they'll just clean up after themselves. But flood it with the criminals and the idiots, because I go to the library maybe once a week and I browse through the new book section. And they don't have any conservative books up there anymore. All they've got's a bunch of liberal books. I picked up one. It said, what was the name of that? Fire and Fury.
I remember that.
Hey, you know what? I read about 60 pages and I had to go puke. They make old Trump to be out to be, you know, one of the Three Stooges.
Yeah, you just make up a bunch of stuff, don't have any sources, and then tell everybody it's the truth.
Yeah, and then I picked up one. There's the book. I got it right here in my hand, How Democracies Die. And I started reading it. It's from a couple of PhDs. And it describes exactly what Obama did, exactly to a T. But it's just starting because we elected Trump. It's just starting right now. And, you know,
I think what we should do out there, Nick, is put the fence up all around, go all the way around the whole thing, City Hall, the whole nine yards, and then put a drive-in movie theater screen out there and run films of Jerry Brown telling everybody about how good it is in California.
Oh, boy, ain't that about the truth. But the thing is, you know, they're putting all this crap out here, and they're teaching it in the schools. And it doesn't seem like there's any conservatives got a prayer of getting their message out anymore.
Well,
and this stuff is all presented in a very presentable manner. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. And I stayed on the radio waiting for old Gary Hallahan to call and give us the answer of 965 pages of his book yesterday, and he didn't do it. So tell him to call, would you?
You heard that, Gary? That's you, the professor.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
All
you
right,
gotta love Trump, you know. Now you guys got work to do. We'll give this food to the vets. See you later.
All
See
right,
you later, Nick.
A lot, Nick.
I bet Gary's out there going, "You talking to me?"
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have some Common Core math here. 33,000 emails plus 13 devices plus a hammer plus Bleach bit equals zero emails.
Yeah, there you go.
That's Common Core.
Yeah.
All right.
No problemo.
Well, isn't it strange, too, that this outrage over the children on the border and everything that's going on, that's been going on for decades, is now suddenly an issue as it's coming out that, yes, AI is corrupt. They did collude with themselves and other entities to attempt to dissuade an American election.
So you have the collusion illusion, which would be the Trump.
Yes.
And then you have real collusion.
Real collusion.
Wow.
And yeah, where was the mainstream news on the FBI employees being escorted out of the building because they've been fired for what they did?
No.
I don't know.
Where was the headlines on that? All of the stuff that we've been screaming about for years is, guess what, true.
Well, you know,
but we don't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Truth is relative. It's all about your truth, my truth, you know,
their truth.
There is no real truth.
There's no real truth.
It's just all about how
there's
you
just,
feel.
There's just butterflies and feelings.
Yes.
He forgot the rainbows.
And
here, I mean, come on.
And the fact that Douchebank is sinking like a rock.
Good.
I mean, here's I got this posted on Facebook.
You think you're going to tell the German citizens it's too big to fail?
Well, it's a question. Gary's on the line. Hold on, Gary. I'm going to get to you in just a second here. It's really funny. Before declaring bankruptcy, Lehman Brothers had $639 billion in assets, and it was thought to be too big to fail. Currently, Deutsche Bank has almost tripled those assets. They're up to $1.7 trillion. And then when you look at their line, you know, their stock price, their chart, it mirrors Lehman Brothers almost to a T. We just haven't hit the little hockey stick at the bottom when you go to zero.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm just updating this because
now remind me, Deutsche Bank would be the biggest lender to the European Union, right?
Yeah, I could. You know,
so
the headline I'm looking at is
to the EU when Deutsche Bank folds.
They start printing more money. And there's no consequences there. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, the headline here is I never can remember how to say that. I think it's Deutsche Bank, but it's pronounced Deutsche Bank. And it could spell financial and economic chaos. Could this be why German has repatriated 583 tons of gold?
I thought gold was useless.
It's a useless piece of material that can't be destroyed.
It's just a shiny rock,
you know. And it's the one. You know why gold and silver was really good for being money is because it actually melts at a lower point than most metals, so you could actually coin it.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of interesting
all kinds of weird properties that make it money. I don't know. Anyway,
do Common Core math over there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, one huge large bank that lends to everybody, minus all their assets,
I'm just saying.
Equals insolvency. Yeah. And global collapse is the... Anyway, let's get Gary on.
Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Yes, my ears were burning. How's everybody today?
Okay, they were on fire.
I didn't completely hear what Nick wanted. I think it was from Pete Peter's program yesterday. Do you remember what he just said?
About he wanted you to read from page 956 of your book.
No, it wasn't 956. It's Debt of Honor, and it's 986.
Okay.
Page 986. And I say with tongue-in-cheek, I didn't write it, but it sounds like it might be the only solution to the swamp.
Are you talking Debt of Honor by Tom Clancy?
Yes.
It's a good book.
Debt of Honor, Tom Clancy, 986. And it's a great read, and I'm not going to, I won't divulge it till next week, but I'll bet Nick will come up with the with the answer.
Nick, the ball's in your court.
Stay tuned next week.
Yes, stay tuned. And, I'll call you next week if you want with the answer. But it's a, like I said, it's a great read. So enough out of me. It's a great program. Thank you very much for being there. Bye.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Very good.
We appreciate it.
Well, I guess we should move on to the non-existent. Global pension catastrophe thing that's going on? Are we, you know? Anybody hear about that?
There is no tidal wave or tsunami coming. Let's all run down to the beach and look at the pretty shells.
I like this.
I'll stay here. Let me know how it works for you.
Yeah, the beach sounds really good right now.
Yeah.
Congress has quietly formed a committee to bail out 200 of the existing pension funds because they're in such great shape. And, of course, Congress, actually.
Which 200 pension funds would those be?
Well, that's hard to say, isn't it? Hmm. Well, what it's, you know, there's an estimated 1,400 plans that are facing a $553 billion shortfall. And then there's the others. That are facing a $7 trillion
private institutions pension funds. That are
Yeah. And then there's the $7 trillion funding.
Whose money is Congress going to bail those guys out with?
Well, you know, they put on their green eye shade and they roll up their sleeves and they run down to the basement and then and then all of our money gets worthless. And then have you noticed how there's no inflation too? But
you looked at gas prices.
Yeah. Well, see, they set up a new program. Okay. They're stepping in because the Pension Guarantee Benefit Guarantee Corporation, excuse me, God, I got to go through with the painting here. This smell's killing me. We've got the FDIC, who's also completely insolvent that's supposed to bail out, the banks.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, the PBGC, sounds like they play golf, and they do a lot, and they don't take care of their pensions. But they're both of those things are completely insolvent. I just saying.
So if I was to set myself up a private pension and was insolvent because I didn't have any money to put into it, would they guarantee my pension?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Oh,
what office?
I know what I'm doing when I get home.
Yeah, they have a little contract that was written by Ponzi, and it's okay. Sign right here, and they, everybody gets to fund it, and this goes all the way back to Rome. They had the same kind of thing going on in Rome. I mean, in 6 A.D., the Roman Empire Emperor Augustus set up a special fund known as the Aerarium Militare, or the Military Treasury, to fund retirement pensions for the Rome legionnaires.
Wow.
He wanted to make sure that this fund would last forever, and there would be plenty for military pensions and so on and so forth. And then there's these guys called mischievous senators. When they figured out they could easily grab the money that was earmarked for the military pensions and redirect it elsewhere, hey.
No, they wouldn't do that.
What?
No.
You talking to me? So it seems like this is sort of a thing that's been
going around for a while?
Yeah, I know. When you say government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time, I guess they just forgot to include this in the schools and stuff, all these little tidbits like the government stealing everybody's money, taxing you and all that stuff, all the way back to eons and eons and eons. But they are benevolent because they give you free cell phones and
healthcare.
Healthcare. And
never mind how crappy it is.
Well, no one says you're going to get it. I'm just promising it to you. So shut up. You're pissing me off. Okay?
Sorry.
And so...
I'll go back to my hole.
Go back to your corner.
Yeah. I mean, this guy even capitalized, you know, the fun back in the day, Augustus, with 170 million sesterces of his own money, worth about $500 million in today's money. But... I bet you can't guess that the money didn't last.
Where did it go?
Let's see. Few subsequent governments and emperors even bothered themselves with balancing the fund's long-term fiscal health, and several found creative ways to plunder it for their own purposes. Within a few centuries, the fund was gone.
So you mean like a Clinton surplus?
A surplus what?
Yeah, exactly.
and you know, I mean, you can look this up if you like history. And it's really, you know, this is a common theme throughout history. Weird.
Yeah. Government corruption, strange.
And still today, pension funds are almost invariably mismanaged to the point of catastrophe. I know! How crazy is that?
Yeah. Yeah, never saw it coming.
No.
Never was a problem.
Nope.
It's kind of like, you know, when I had credit cards.
Well, the ones that I love is all of these elected officials and people like you've got Redding City Council or Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
I heard
they act like it's the first time they've heard it.
Our guys said there was not a problem.
Nobody's been telling me this for the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh. We're totally solvent. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Shut up. Here's some Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you like the grape or the strawberry?
I'll go with the cyanide.
I prefer
please.
The lime myself.
The green. Yeah, the lime.
The lying lime. Light.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought that you know, this would just keep recurring over and over again? What's the history, they say, doesn't repeat itself. It just, you know... Kind of sounds like, you know.
I'm still waiting on a response to the grand jury report about the plundered AB 109 funds.
So who are the plunderers? Are we the plunderer? I think we're the plundees, and they're the plunderers.
I've looked into this now, and I've tracked it. And basically what they did is they took law enforcement public safety programs that were already funded by the general fund, as they should be. They removed those funds, put them back in the general fund, replaced them with AB 109 funds, which is illegal. Then they took the general funds, the public safety funds that they removed and put in the general fund, and used those to give themselves raises and pension increases, which I believe is referred to as embezzling.
There's no such thing as plunder in politics.
Yeah, never.
No.
Never.
A political plunder.
That's why local politicians around here spend $100,000 to get a job that pays $700 a month, right? Because that's fiscally responsible.
Yeah, we should write a book. Political plunder for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Bye. Oh, boy. Well, you know, that's our little segment this week on the pension crisis. And just in case you wanted to know that...
There's no crisis.
Yeah, I know.
It's an anomaly. It's a blip in the figures.
It's just a fly on the window of life on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's there, and then it's gone.
Well, how hard it hits.
Well, okay, not all of it's gone.
You do know the last part of that fly's body that's going through his head at the end, right?
What is that? I think we're going to have to go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest in evening with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
The dawn that grows in today, the sunset at night, or living this way. For I have the warmth of the sun.
Rapping a little Willie Nelson vibe today.
Hey, that was Willie Nelson with the Beach Boys singing The Warmth of the Sun. That's
again,
great. That's awesome stuff. Yeah. Well, I was out in the sun too long, I guess.
Again.
Like staring off into the sun with no glasses on, singing The Warmth of the Sun.
There we go.
And it was Willie Nelson, I think. Anyway. We got to hit these few. We just got to repeat these the headlines before we get to our guests because they're just too juicy to pass up. I mean, let's see. Screaming leftist who chased the Department of Homeland Security Nielsen out of the restaurant works for the DOJ. But I'm bump bump.
Yeah, weird.
What?
Yeah. Why is nobody going to jail?
Well, I guess you don't get fired for that. You just get triggered. She triggered. It's okay.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure, but they triggered her.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just hope they don't get triggered like when a Clinton's
and commit suicide.
She got triggered.
You go join the Potomac swim team.
Do we have any music called Sink Like a Rock? But here's another one. I guess this just didn't make the fake news. Former Secret Service agent files a RICO lawsuit against Clinton's, Podesta, and Soros.
Hmm.
Wow.
Strange.
That's just not news.
Now, RICO, to meet the qualifications, would mean that he's claiming that there's an ongoing criminal enterprise that has existed for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know.
What could that be? That's
sort
weird.
Sort of like the mob, only elected.
Oh, exactly like the mob.
Except they're elected.
See, elected mob.
Yeah, see, the mob, you don't get elected.
You just whack your way to
the top. You whack your way to the top. This way, you get elected, and then you just whack your way to stay there.
Well, never mind.
Just saying.
Be careful.
I know. Uh-huh. Bite my tongue.
Here's another one. So the IRS Tea Party persecutor, Lois Lerner, had help all along from John McCain. I guess that just wasn't mainstream news. This comes from the American Thinker via Judicial Watch, via Nick. I think Nick was in there someplace, and then, mm-hmm. Thanks, Nick. We appreciate that. That's how we got it. I guess that's not mainstream news when you got a criminal person who we know for a fact broke the law to target Tea Party groups that were trying to form for First Amendment rights, helped by a sitting senator to squash them with audits. It's posted on the website. I had to change the website for Sovereign Minds, by the way, on Facebook to Marquee Kent, because you can no longer be Sovereign Minds on Facebook.
It's political.
They said, send in your ID to make sure we know who you are. I couldn't find my Sovereign Minds ID.
Strange.
I know. It was weird. And then I thought, well, I could go down. I know this guy that makes IDs. And, and I could say my name was Sovereign Minds. And your picture would have fit perfect.
That'll work.
Kinda.
There he is. It's him.
It's him.
He's the one. He's doing all of this stuff.
A witch.
Anyway, we do have our guest in the studio with us, and we'd like to get to her because she's been sitting here patiently putting up with our antics. So I'll let my sister, who does all the heavy lifting, make our introduction. If she can clear her throat, get the pain out of her nostril.
Kimberly Vollmers with us, and we had her on a couple months ago, and we were talking about vaccines and all the repercussions with that, and we wanted her back because we wanted to hit more on the Gardasil and vaccines, and we should have some callers calling in regards to the Gardasil personal experiences with that. And with that,
great.
I will let you take over. I know before, like I say, we never really hit on Gardasil, and I don't know if the listeners out there really understand everything that's going on with this Gardasil vaccine. So if you could help us out with that, that would be great.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me. Last night, just when I was reading over on the CDC website about Gardasil, it's mind-blowing when you just read through on the FDA's website, a package insert. And that's as far as you have to go, I feel like, to make an informed choice. But I'm going to rewind a little bit real quick, because when I was looking at what is the actual rate of cancer to be concerned with that they push and push that it can save you from. But it says on, it's actually sanevac.org, you can look, and they did a really great overview of the Gardasil vaccine and its history. And it talks about how in the past 40 years, but when you look on the CDC website, and this quote, it says it used to be the leading cause of cancer death for women in the United States in the past 40 years from then. And I looked at the date of their resource, and that was from 1996. So 40 years prior to 1996, Gardasil was made in 2003. And so when you look at the rates in statistics of things, of how people are affected, it's about 7.9, so we'll round it up to 8. 8 women in 100,000. That's about the average rate of cancer. And cervical cancer, we're talking, of course. And the past time where there's serious adverse events from the vaccine itself is actually 2,300 per 100,000. So to me, the risk definitely does not trump, the benefit. The other way. There's not a benefit for 8 people having cancer for every 100,000 to 2,300 people suffering serious events after the Gardasil vaccine.
Maybe you could tell people, when do they start giving the Gardasil? At what ages? And is there boosters in between there? Is it just male and female? You know, girls, or is it the boys, too, that they're now introducing to this?
They started the treatment for girls, and they started the treatment much older, but they didn't have a lot of people getting it. So then they pulled back the age to 9 years old. So they start giving it at 9 years old. Because the rate of your chances of getting cancer go up if you have any HPV in your system prior to the vaccination. So their justification is to try and get it into the system before the person has any exposure. So 9 years old, and there's a lot of risk involved because it affects so many aspects of the body. And in the trial that they did, they did pregnancy tests before they did it, but I don't know that any pediatrician office that's going to administer this Gardasil to a 9-year-old or an 11-year-old, we'll say, or a 12-year-old is going to do a pregnancy test before they administer. And it does cause fetal demise in their tests, and you can read all that on the package insert on the FDA website. And it says that it only treats certain strains of HPV. And it does say also that if you have any allergies to yeast, you cannot get it. These are the kind of things that are something important for parents to understand and know, because their child may have an allergy and not know it until they have a reaction. So the age range is huge. And so the scope of where you don't know the implications on fertility, you don't know the implications on the reproductive system at all in a developing young woman. So reading through the package insert, things that where you're reading it and you're like, what in the world? I'm sorry. If I was a young woman and I go into the office and they tell me, oh, there's this vaccine that can prevent you from having cancer. And so they're just pushing it like it's happy and rainbows and it's so good for you. Like, why wouldn't you take it? And parents are bullied into giving this to their children because they'll say, I don't know much about that. Like, I don't, let me ask my wife. Like, a dad takes the daughter just to the appointment, and they offer it, and they say, you want your child to get cancer? As if it's going to prevent them from getting every strain of cancer, which it does not.
Right, it's only particular ones, and then there's a lot of side effects that come with that we don't even know.
Right, there's over 100 and something different strains of HPV, and it only has 5 strains that are linked to cause cervical cancer. In the vaccine. So it's not protecting you from getting cervical cancer. And when I was reading through the insert, it says may develop Synscope. So there was a death in the trial. And I was like, okay, so you look up what Synscope is. Temporary loss of consciousness caused by a fall in the blood pressure. So they have to monitor every woman who's injected with it for 15 minutes to a half an hour because a lot of them pass out right afterwards because their blood pressure drops. And then it says tonic-colonic or seizure-type movements. And I'm like, tonic-colonic? I've never heard of that before. And, like, I have somewhat of a pretty in-depth medical terminology history in my education. And so I was like, tonic-colonic? That's a grand mal seizure. And I was like, again, I'm sorry. If I took my daughter or if I went myself and they offered this to me and they said, you may have a grand mal seizure. Like, no, thank you. I'll pass, you know?
We'll give it a nice name, like, Platonic colonic.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So nobody knows exactly what we're talking
about. Don't worry. It's just like playing Scrabble. You know, you won't have any problems at all.
Right. And it's just crazy. So the dosing, they do 3 shots. It's, of course, the 3 shots in a year.
In a year?
In a year.
Oh, I thought it was like at 9 and then another one like at 11 and then no, it's all in 1 year.
Once you begin, it's in within a year from when you got the first shot. And it also said in their in their clinical trial that multiple women pulled out of the clinical trial because of their reaction to the first shot. So their data is not in there.
Wow.
So to me, that's not adequate. Sure. And a huge thing that I forgot to even mention that is a huge red flag to me is that there was no double-blind placebo test. I think you mentioned that last time, actually, just touched on that barely. They tested Gardasil 9 against Gardasil,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. So to know outcomes of risk, they don't know because they're only testing the drug against their other own drug.
I don't think they care.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I don't think they've really test any of the drugs.
Yeah, well,
and have good data.
So who's driving it? Big Pharma driving these, or what?
Absolutely. It's such a moneymaker. So I wrote that down. It's a $30 million a year because it's $100 per shot they're making. So in that course, one person is $300 to finish.
Did the doctors get paid?
No. This is like just the cost in general. Well, yeah, because they're charging $100 per shot.
Hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's wild.
Wow. These guys are just evil.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that a lot of people we know and elected officials like to accept bribes from these guys.
So then what happens if the girl, and I believe now they're introducing it that the boys have to have this shot as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
At the same age?
You've seen the commercials, right? You know, the nice young kid and the nice young boy and the nice young girl. They've got two commercials, and, you know, she's a young woman, and, oh, I have cervical cancer, and then it goes back in sequence until they're a little kid at, like, 7 or 8, and it's like, did you know that you could have saved me, Mom? Did you know that you could have saved me, Dad? You haven't seen those?
And they tell parents of young men that they could potentially give HPV to their wife and put them at risk for cervical cancer. And then there is an agency that's supposed to check and regulate and make sure that those things are checked. And when it came to them, their Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, that's their job, is to check and see if they're safe. And that woman said that there was no evidence submitted that would raise any concerns, so it got a pass. She's the head of the FDA in that segment.
Of course, yeah.
It just got a pass. They didn't look at anything. They didn't require any outside testing, any kind of tracking whatsoever. It just got a pass.
We do have a caller on the line, but we're going to have to go to a break first. So hang on, Cheryl, and we will pick you up on the other side of the break. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
anything about that.
No.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Are we talking? Got to jump into the fire, baby.
I'll let you do that for me. We're kind of in the fire, aren't we, right now?
Yeah.
The troops are in the fire.
You're triggering me.
You can leave the building now.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fryer. Free Fryer.
Free Fryer?
Free Fryer.
Free Fryer.
Home of the Free Fryers.
Free Fryers.
Free Fryer.
Chicken? We got chicken?
Like no chitlins for you.
All right. Cut the crap. Let's get back to work.
All right. And we're back, and we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yes, we're here.
You're on the air, Cheryl. What you got? Yep, we can hear you. You bet.
Can you hear us?
Okay. Yep. Well, we were just going to... talking about the Gardasil injection that our daughter got. She's 23 now, but when she got it, she was 13. That was in 2008. We took her to a routine physical with her pediatrician, and she was perfectly healthy. The doctor, I felt like really kind of pushed us into it. She didn't give us any information about really what the side effects that potentially could happen, you know, and the Gardasil injections come in a 3-shot series. She didn't experience anything after her first shot, but her second shot, within 24 hours, she couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She had a high temperature. She broke out in a rash, and they didn't know what was going on with her. And we found out that it triggered a juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. It triggered an autoimmune disease, which is a known side effect of the Gardasil.
How long did it take them?
We didn't find out until later.
Right. When you first initially took her and she was having all those symptoms, did you tell them that she was just vaccinated with the Gardasil vaccine?
We didn't even put two and two together until mm-hmm. Until after she was diagnosed with JRA. It was
how they never admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, no.
That's so vital because in their statistics that they show that you continue to look in, if you're a concerned parent and you go on their website to look at those things and find that information, there's no data that is accurate because people like you have experienced that. They're not collecting your data. They're denying.
Right. Right. Yes. It's horrible. And we continue to hear of families going through these same situations. It's 10 years later, and we're still dealing with side effects from the Gardasil.
Can you tell us some of the side effects that your daughter's having, Cheryl?
Well, because of some of the drugs that she had to take with her juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, the methotrexate, she developed a brain abscess that they didn't find. It ruptured, and 70% of people die. She was air vac'd to children's in L.A. They saved her life.
That's scary.
Now she has seizures and epilepsy that's uncontrolled, and she just had brain surgery 2 years ago. So I feel like this has been a continual thing from the Gardasil because none of my other daughters, I have 5 children.
For all of her life.
And everyone is healthy. And she is the only one that got the Gardasil.
Yeah, they made a customer for life.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that happened.
Wow. It's just unbelievable the callousness that these guys are, putting this into the marketplace without any regard. I don't know whether they're just brainwashed or crazy.
It's like a price tag. Her life was worth $300 to them.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and you know, and not just that nobody is held responsible mm-hmm. for anything. You know, our daughter is an adult now, and the responsible party for all of this does not. We can't hold them accountable because we can't sue them. They're untouchable.
Well, this is what happens without a controlled government. This is what our founders warned us about. That's why we set up a constitution, is because they do stuff like this. What they do is they do whatever they feel like, and then nobody goes to jail, and nobody's held accountable, and there's no indictments. And gee, does it sound familiar across the board on just about everything?
They don't
you can
even
think
have
of.
To pay their own liability payouts.
No,
or something
we pay it. Because
they pay it as taxpayers.
Right. Yeah, taxpayers pay for that. Every time people who vaccinate their children, they pay a tax, 75 cents on every vaccine. And when someone does get repercussions or reconciliation, and they are paid out, which over $6 million has been paid out to Gardasil only, vaccine injured people from Gardasil, over $6 million. And that is from the taxpayer. It's not the manufacturer.
The government's paying the suit numbers. In other words, the settlements.
Yes.
The government's paying the settlements for these private companies.
People. Well, not I. I mean, my parents. I was vaccinated because it was created in 1986. So anybody who was born from then forward, and anyone who is vaccinated from then forward, they were protected in all liability. No one can sue them. And even your physician cannot be held accountable.
I wonder who voted that bill in.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the names on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who their campaign donors are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have another caller if you're done, Cheryl.
Yep. Okay. One thing, Vanessa wants to say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa.
All right.
How are you, Nessie?
I'm doing good. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for your recognition for all of this. This is a very serious situation.
Absolutely. I'll never stop speaking out about it because of people like you.
Good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. You guys are really brave.
Thank you.
Nessie, you're a very brave girl.
Very good. Bye-bye. We got about 3 minutes, a little less than 3 minutes
right,
to the top of the hour. So,
we've got Harry on the line?
Yep.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, everyone. You're speaking about a subject that hits home with me. My granddaughter, when she was 13, was forced to take the vaccine. And, her mom and dad had religious objections, but that no longer holds good in California. But within a month of having the vaccine, she started having convulsions, night sweats, passing out, and she had a full scholarship to one of the top art schools in the country, and had to give that all up.
Yeah.
And it just really upsets me. So,
I'm so sorry. You know, it pushes a lot of young women into menopause at that young age, or by the time they hit 15 from that time, their body goes through that. Like, all the symptoms are like menopausal symptoms, the night sweats, and I mean, not the convulsions, obviously, but clearly it affected her neurologically and maybe hormonally.
Like I said, she had to give up her scholarship. They took her down. They paid for her to go down and go through a tour of the school and everything, and she's a beautiful young lady, but I don't think she's ever going to be able to have children.
Was it ever recognized by her physician?
No.
And I just want you to know, if you have other grandchildren, that Gardasil is not mandated. That is not a required vaccine in the state of California.
Is it is Gardasil the cervical cancer?
It is. It is.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one they refuse to acknowledge the religious objection for some reason. Maybe that was a mistake.
Oh, no.
But it's getting crazy. I heard last night that they've developed a computer smaller than a grain of rice.
Harry?
Could be a robot that injected into your
Harry?
Body. Yes.
They're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour, but you can hold the line and we'll pick you up on the other side.
That's okay. That was everything I wanted to say.
Thank you.
All right.
Much.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Midterm elections not far off, and President Trump was on the hustings yesterday.
As the president stepped off Air Force One here in Las Vegas, the first person he greeted was Dean Heller, the only GOP senator facing re-election in a state Hillary Clinton won in 2016. The president was headlining a fundraiser for Heller and also speaking at the state Republican convention, where Heller told the crowd here in a casino ballroom it needs the Trump economic gains to continue.
You know, my opponent's going to reverse everything that this president has achieved over the last 17 months.
At least 300 people protesting the president and family separations at the southern border were gathered outside here as his motorcade arrived. Sagar Magani with the president, Las Vegas.
White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders is kicked out of a Virginia eatery.
Huckabee Sanders says she and her family left politely after they were asked to leave the Redhead restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, Friday evening. Co-owner Stephanie Wilkinson told the Washington Post the restaurant has several homosexual employees, and some of them had voiced their concern over Huckabee Sanders' presence, as well as her defense of the president's ban on transgender troops. Referring to the co-owner's actions, Sanders said, "They say far more about her than about me," and she tweeted that she would continue to treat people she disagrees with respectfully.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Turkish President Erdogan leading big in today's presidential election with about half the ballots counted. Today's vote will complete Turkey's transition to a new executive presidential system. Whoever wins the presidency will rule over the country with expanded powers. And today marks the first day women in Saudi Arabia can drive cars, the strictly Islamic nation banned the practice for decades. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. And yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
A federal judge has ruled that officials in a Maryland county must issue permits allowing the sale of private townhomes to a group of Muslim buyers.
The ruling comes after the judge found that denying Muslims those permits was, quote, motivated at least in part by discriminatory intent, unquote. U.S. District Judge George Russell made the ruling last Friday in the Harford County case. The judge found that, quote, but for the religion of the prospective Muslim purchasers, the county would have granted the sewer, water hookup permits, and use and occupancy permits for the 14 homes constructed, unquote.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Some retailers are installing blue lights in their bathrooms to discourage people from injecting themselves with drugs by making it more difficult to see their veins. Turkey Hill Minute Markets in Pennsylvania has got them in 20 stores now. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. New research says drinking water supplies in Pennsylvania are not being badly affected by fracking.
Two studies that examined groundwater chemistry did not find much of an impact from horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing. Those techniques allow energy companies to extract huge volumes of oil and gas from shale rock deep underground. Energy companies have drilled more than 11,000 wells since arriving in 2008, making Pennsylvania the nation's number two gas-producing state. Residents who live near the gas wells, along with environmental groups and some scientists, have long worried about air and water pollution. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 24th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including drummer Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac. He's 71 years old. Bunch of actors born on this date. Peter Weller is 71, Joe Penny turned 62, and Ian Glenn is 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Now it's stuck to the tire. Will power make that old car go? A woman's mind told me that's so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog.
Maybe we need to hit the road again.
All right, gather the troops. Let's hit the road. It's road trip.
California sucks an egg. This is just California primarily, though, isn't it?
Rotten egg.
Yeah.
Before we went to the break, you mentioned something about that the Gardasil isn't a mandatory vaccine.
Right.
I don't think a lot of parents are even aware of that. My understanding was that they had to have that at that age in the school system in California.
No, the Gardasil shot and the flu shot are not mandatory.
I don't think that that's the way it's being handled. From my understanding, I've heard parents say, hey, if I don't, they're not going to let him go to school or her go to school or whatever.
They absolutely will say that.
They'll bluff you. It's like the IRS says, oh, if you don't sign the, if you don't, you know, we'll close your case if you don't sign your assessment on your audit. Well, that's complete BS. They can't close anything. But they make it sound like that's the end of the line, and people buy into it because they don't know their rights.
Right. It's like an aggressive sales pitch to me. Like, oh, you are going to lose out. You know, the timer is ticking. Oh, I better go ahead and get mine now because I won't be able to. Oh, she's not going to be able to go to school. And that's a really loaded statement. Like, parents work to provide for their family. Like, both parents are working, or there's a lot of single parents out there. What are they going to do if their kid has to have that vaccine?
I mean, the first question out of the parent's mouth should be, what authority do you cite on this, saying that we can't put our kids in school? Where's the law?
Yeah, show me the paper.
Show me the law.
And a lot of parents, actually, another huge thing is that a lot of parents don't understand that if their child has an IEP, any type of special education that puts them under an IEP in the school system, they are exempt from having vaccines.
Oh, really?
That was written into SB 277.
SB
277 is what mandated vaccines.
So if you have your child in some kind of special education course or class, they are automatically exempt?
They have to have that IEP. That means that they have a different set of educational requirements that they had to meet with the teachers, with the principal, probably someone with the district, and they evaluate the child's capacity.
You know, they don't tell you that, do they?
No, no, they don't. You have to read the law.
Wow. Yeah, because we've got at least one of our kids with that plan over there, the IEP, because he's having a little trouble in school with different things, and he's not getting vaccinated either. And, you know, it's funny because we sent down to 23andMe. You're supposed to get the DNA test, right? You get the DNA test. It comes back. Boom. It says, oh, we couldn't test her. It didn't work out for this reason. Boom. Send another one in. I sent another one in. It comes back just last week saying, well, for the exact same reasons that you sent in the last one, this one doesn't work either. So twice I've tried to get the DNA to show to get the exemption. And they make it so that you can't even get the DNA analysis to show the exemption. So I'm at the point where I'm.
I have a doctor for you that you don't need the DNA analysis.
Oh well, give me the name. I don't know if you want to give it on the air.
I don't have it in my memory. I'll have to look it up for you.
All right, get it. And that would be good because there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah,
because that would need that.
Yeah,
that would
people
be nice
can contact me directly, and I can. You know,
and how do they do that?
They can find me on Facebook, Kimberly Vollmers, and just send me a message or my email. My last name, Vollmers, Vollmers @kymberly.com. And I will ask you some questions and then, give you that information.
Give me that the email again.
Vollmers.
Okay.
Kimberly, Kimberly @gmail.com.
Gmail.
Yeah. Let me say real quick so that I don't forget, because that makes me think of. So because I just said my email and you may have jotted it down, that I am doing interviews now for Peeps TV. Do you guys know what that is? So you know the Vax tour, how they made the movie Vax, they did the Vax tour. Well, Polly Tommy, every interview that she's done, she has Periscope on, you know, and then Facebook on live.
Okay,
and you can watch
you.
Live the videos. And then in addition, she always refers to the people on Periscope as the peeps, right? So then it kept on going as the peeps on Facebook and her peeps on Periscope because of they're the mothers and the fathers and the people who have been affected by vaccine injury and people who are educated. There's doctors and different organizations that really have support for the work that they're doing. And so they created a Roku channel called Peeps TV. And so anyone who has Roku, a lot like the Amazon Fire Stick, where it's like this program, if you record it, it could be broadcast on Roku. And so Peeps TV is all of the documentaries that are made and all of the interviews that they've done, like thousands of interviews of the stories are on there. So I'm now looking for people in our area who have a vaccine injury story or they have a that they don't vaccinate. Any kind of medical professional who has the mindset of why and how you can maintain health maybe without vaccinating, all of those things. I can do those interviews for Peeps TV.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so then, yeah, I said all the rest of it. And then people can find information and resources, scientific journals and studies and all scientific-based things on learntherisk.org, you did mention before. And then a show that people really should follow is High Wire. You guys know that one?
No.
I've heard of it.
By Del Bigtree. He follows all of the like current event things that are going on with a little bit of politics that are happening surrounding kind of medical freedom and vaccine issues, and he does a really great job of it. He was a producer of Vaxxed.
Okay.
The guy who used to work on the Doctor's Show.
Okay, now I know who you're. Yeah.
Is it
with that, we do have a caller on the line while we're looking this up and stuff. We've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
We can. What can
we
do for you?
I'm so grateful you have your guest vaccine education specialist. I don't think people realize that's part of your guest training. There is a film documentary also called Sacrificial Virgins. It won a social impact award. And the science is not settled. I know the medical establishment likes to throw that down parents' face. You were talking about the bullying, the shaming, the intimidation. It's just insanity, the greed and the money. In fact, there's a huge conflict of interest with the National Cancer Institute. That's a government agency, and they had an inventor of this Gardasil he had a license or something, a patent. Anyway, so he's doing two jobs at once. He's the what do you call it when you're AdMed covering? Anyway, it's just there's so much conflict of interest with the EPA, the FDA, and all of the above. And just I know this isn't HPV related, but it is vaccine related. In Birmingham, Alabama, a physician at the hospital was threatening a newborn to be taken because the parents refused the hepatitis B vaccine at birth, and this was a healthy child, 9 out of 9 on an APGAR score, and the family started bringing in extended family to be in the room to kind of like bodyguard and guard them. They still continued every few hours to threaten this parent that they will take their child, you know, CPS if they don't consent to this vaccine. Ultimately, they were so bullied, they took the vaccine.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine how traumatizing that is for a breastfeeding mother? To go through this is just absolute complete terror, and this is possibly going to be coming sooner with, you know, how they wanted to include younger ages, and they are, like, I agree with you, Kimberly, they are really trying to make us customers from life, from cradle to grave, whether we're on psychotropic meds or whatever they can do to influence and really just take us out. So
right.
I hope medical people wake up. They should be, if people still think vaccines are safe, I mean, I just don't know what to say because there's risk. And
I don't feel like you're awake. You're not
awake.
Well, I think they bully them, like you say, Lori. They bully the people, and they feel, a lot of them feel they don't have an alternative. I mean, it's like the doctors that can sign off. The state of California has made it so much, it's almost impossible to find a doctor that will sign off and opt out of the vaccine
because it puts
for the
their
people.
License at risk.
Yeah, because they won't get their funding.
The number one thing they sell, I think their biggest campaign, like we see drug advertisements all the time, and people, like I never watch regular television, and every once in a while I'm in an area where regular TV is on, and every commercial on a commercial break could be a pharmaceutical drug. And I read the other day, I think it was just yesterday, how 1 in 5 people in their life will have taken an antidepressant.
Wow.
1 in 5.
I believe that.
That's really high. Like, yeah. That's really high. So
and they're constantly creating new medical issues and a diagnosis, and everything has a pill or a vaccine for it. That's what the mental health DSM book is. That whole book is written by Big Pharma. And so whatever there's going to be some crazy pill for people to, you know, deal with. So I think the medical people need to wake up, the doctors and the nurses, and stop being blind order followers and pretending they're living in old data that just is not. More and more people are waking up, thankfully, but know what's in the ingredients. Know that there's aborted fetal cells. Know the side effects. I'm talking to the medical people especially right now.
Well, they need to do the truth.
Do you know what I find the most amazing when I turned off my TV. It's been quite a while now. But, you know, you catch those commercials like you're saying. And then they talk about all the side effects. You know, and yeah. I mean, it's like, what idiot would take that? It's like, they go on and it could cause cancer, could cause death, could cause blindness, brown discharge. You know, you're like, what? You know, I want to, you know, why would you ever take anything like that?
Absolutely. Well, I just appreciate so much that you're covering this issue, because this is another way, you know, whether it's the New World Order, the agenda, you name it. This is another one of these toxic things, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, and we need full disclosure, like what they did with this mom in Birmingham in March, is they later told her, oh, you should have had a pre-delivery blood test to make sure you're not a Hep B drug-using whatever thing. And do you know what? A lot of these
medical people
do not give you the paperwork, even for when you go to have a surgery. They don't tell you, we're going to give you a biological. They don't say that that's a flu shot or a shingles
shot.
No,
you have to tell them
shot.
That you're going to opt out of it. Otherwise, they just automatically do it.
Yeah. So anyway, doctors, most of you went into the profession and medical people for a good reason. You have a good heart. You care. But the other part of it is there's too many people that want to keep their practice open, and you're going to be business as usual, and you know that you'll be sued. And if you are, your insurance company will cover it, or the vaccine injury court will cover it, which is in a court. It's just some kangaroo crazy thing that exhausts people for years before they get a penny for the death of a child. So really, people, pay attention. You have every right. This is your right to say no, and you do not need to be assaulted by any of this. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Lori.
I understand her frustration, because it makes me absolutely mad and sick at the same time, especially when you can see people that you know that are going through it, have gone through it, and what's going on in their lives, you know?
And a lot of people think that it's taboo, or it can be taboo, to talk about a lot of things that, you know, is not mainstream. And then once you start asking, though, if people were one-on-one and they just kind of asked without judgment, they would find that they know someone who does not vaccinate their children, and they're healthy.
Yeah, well, they always give them, well, you know, then they're going to make everybody else sick, when it's actually the opposite. You
it's
know?
Like if they
it
work
is totally so, the opposite.
If
the
they
way it
work
works.
So good, how could my kid make yours sick if they're right. vaccinated?
Well, the thing that people believe is that it's you get vaccinated to create immunity, and that's not true. You create antibodies, but a lot of issue with it is that they don't know genetically if you're going to actually have immunity, because your body may not create antibodies. And they don't check that. So if it were me, let's say I was bullied with my baby to be hepatitis B in the hospital,
okay.
which I'd be like that. I would be strong-arming, and I'd probably call a lawyer. There's no way in the world. They did try to bully me here to do vitamin K because they're afraid. So their number one pitch, their biggest advertisement of what they work on and what they do, to me, is fear. They sell fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get you convinced of the fear first. What if this could happen? What if that can happen? And they only tell you the fear side. So the vitamin K, just like the hepatitis B, there's risk involved. So they don't educate you and tell you potential risk that can happen. Now she has to live with, you know, things that could happen from the child having that hepatitis B forever.
Yeah, instead of educating the people to better health, eating better, and different things.
Well, and they do test the mother. They test you when you're pregnant.
Do they?
Yes, yes. So if you have a negative test, there's no reason why your child should be getting hepatitis B. But the reason why they rolled it back is from a study they did in a foreign country where the rates of the women, they had a really high rate of hepatitis B in that population that they did their trial. And they just rolled over the data as if there's a population of high risk. Well, there's a huge rate of prostitution there because of the poverty level.
Yeah, they skipped over that part of the thing.
Well, 1 + 7 does not equal 2. Like, you can't take those women who are basically forced into prostitution. Their number of partners is through the roof, making them more exposed because the more strains you have exposure to, the more multiple strains you have, they start to cause those cancer cells. So they used that population in that study to just mandate it because they found in that population that if they just vaccinated every single baby, then they had a lower rate of the babies having hepatitis because they have exposure to the mothers who are positive.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the population of mothers in America.
Listen, I've got a study here about the new animals, a new animal study that shows the link between vaccine ingredients and autistic social behavior out of Natural Health from Canada. But let's go to a break first, and then we'll come back and let's talk about that.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I wish I knew. I'm so done with thinking through all the things I could have been. And I know you wanted to. All it takes is that one look you do. And I run right back to you. You cross the line. And it's time to say F you. What's the point in saying that when you know how I'll react? You think you can just take it back?
Sovereign Mind Radio, one of the free fire media. Yeah, that was for all those guys out there that just keep pumping us full of this crap. Alan
Walker.
We're
the committee
there.
Of the middle finger. It just makes me so sick.
Yeah.
Well, and mad.
I got a new thing out here on the Need to Know News. And it says new animal study shows link between vaccine ingredient and autistic social behavior, and it's addressing the problem with aluminum. Evidently, there's a lot of aluminum being put in these vaccines as well. And this comes from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver and published in the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry. Newborn mice were injected with aluminum hydroxide in dosages that corresponded with what infants typically receive when the following, when the vaccinations that they're given.
The adjuvant,
for
them. Mm-hmm.
And evidently there was a decreased social interest and so this is mice and not children, but, aluminum toxicity is another problem as well, and we're not being told about that either.
Right. And just in the Gardasil alone, how they compared Gardasil to Gardasil 9, and they didn't use a placebo because that adjuvant has a huge effect neurologically. It is a neurotoxin. So when you look at the chart of the Gardasil versus the Gardasil 9, the Gardasil had 225 micrograms, which is more than the body is supposed to be able to process and eliminate anyway, according to the FDA. And the FDA's call on that is when it's ingested orally, not injected.
Right.
They have zero studies of safety with aluminum injected. Zero.
Yeah, they don't know because it's different on how the body gets rid of it. Evidently.
Right. You can't eliminate it. It doesn't come out. Like if you test and you follow and you test the urine, you're not eliminating it. It's finding somewhere to go in the body. So Gardasil 9 has 500 micrograms. They more than doubled it.
Wow.
Without any study, without any safety study from nothing to that. So any kind of side effect is only compared to 225 micrograms injected into you versus 500 micrograms. But even then, the side effects that show with that happening are double. Of course, you double the adjuvant, you double the reactions.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
But let's not check for safety.
I mean, right now, I think anybody who's getting vaccines is a moron if you understand what's going on. I mean, obviously, if you don't know, that's one thing, or you don't understand, but
I think taking any kind of a shot,
you're
gambling big time.
There's some
things
that you do, but at the same time, do you trust any of these guys anymore?
It's, to me, it's crazy because they've convinced us that we need to rely on that instead of alternative of any kind. Like you just jump to that, right. solution, but when really. How they say, okay, now if you opt out and you choose not to vaccinate, then they still will say, well, if your child is in school and you have opted out and you don't vaccinate them, if there's an outbreak...
It's your fault.
No. They're like, on paper, if there's an outbreak, then you have to keep your kid home.
Oh.
Because as if they're more of a threat.
Maybe that's a good thing.
That's a blessing to me. I mean, my children aren't going to be in that arena, but... to me, if there's an outbreak, thank you. I would keep them home because going into kindergarten is the scariest thing to me because the children who are people thinking they're protecting their child by putting them in kindergarten with their MMR that's required before you go, that's a live vaccine.
Yeah, not happening.
So all those little kids are shedding out for 6 weeks after that. And if you don't believe that, read a package insert. Read on the FDA website.
Shedding out.
They are contagious.
They're contagious. They're asymptomatic. They're not going to show that they have mumps. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can get the mumps.
But if you haven't got the vaccine, then you have the possibility of getting what they're...
Absolutely.
Yes.
There have been cases documented of people having the measles and the mumps from the vaccine. Absolutely.
Well, back when we were kids, we all had mumps and measles. We that was a matter of course,
Right.
I mean,
I've never had the mumps. So when I worked at the
doctor's
office...
I don't think I had the mumps,
but
I had the measles, I remember. Yeah.
Like she say, there was a girl that came in that had mumps, or we suspected it. So we had to watch me for a couple of weeks because they thought that she was shedding.
No, that was lumps.
Yeah. do we want to get into lumps? But anyway, back to the shedding, because she was so contagious, and come to find out she did have the mumps. I didn't get it, but she definitely was in that transition period.
Right.
That
and
people
I don't remember
realize.
It being all that serious back
no.
in the day. I mean,
no.
It was like everybody got the measles. And you stayed home and
chicken pox.
I had the chicken pox, and so there's a lot
of parties. Chicken pox.
Yeah, I remember that. Hey, neighbor kids got chicken pox. Let's go over there and play.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, there. You know what's wild is that a lot of people may not know is that, like, let's say we had chicken pox. So my kids, if they were to come home with their friends or whatever, and they got chickenpox, that's my booster. This is how nature made it.
Right.
So the exposure, again, for me to be around the virus, that's a natural booster. So my natural immunity now should be immune to chickenpox from exposure. Then my kids would get it. Well, that's stopping. So all these older people are getting shingles from the chickenpox, the varicella virus, because their children were not exposed to chickenpox. They didn't get their booster through raising their children. They were not exposed to it in nature. So then they get exposed to it in their adult life, and they have shingles. It comes out because it lives in your body.
Yeah, you never get rid of it.
If you're not careful, we're going to have a situation like they had in Hawaii, you know, when the white man came to Hawaii and they were so pure, there was no diseases, there was nothing. Right. As soon as they got exposed to anything, you know, it was like an epidemic because their immune systems weren't ready.
True. It's not good to not have disease. That might sound weird, but your body is meant and designed to build immunity naturally so that when you have exposure and then things like cancer – and things that mutate and change your cellular makeup, if you don't have those antibodies all around your body that you acquire naturally, you lose.
You got to boost your immune system naturally. And I think that's why everybody's got these colds, because these colds have evolved from, you know, here, fix everything with a pill. You know, here's an ampicillin, here's penicillin, here's this, here's there, that, until these things are turning into monsters,
Well, not only that, but they get rid of all the bacteria in the body. They destroy the immune system, the bacteria. And you have to have both good and bad bacteria. People don't realize that. But for the body to function properly.
One course of antibiotics can destroy your gut function for a year.
Yeah.
If you have normal function.
And if you know how to repopulate it.
Yeah.
Which takes a lot of.
Right.
Did you guys watch the film Annihilation yet?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, goodness.
Annihilation.
Huh? Annihilation.
Is it on
YouTube? With Natalie Portman?
Not yet. It might be. It's not on Netflix. You could probably watch it on Amazon Prime, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. But
I have that, so we can look at that.
Yeah.
Annihilation.
No. There's a line. I hope it's not a spoiler for anyone who wants to see it, but it's so good. And there's a line at the very end of the film, because she is a geneticist, Natalie Portman's character, if I recall correctly. And she's asked at the very end, they're kind of interrogating her, because there's this barrier, like an alien barrier, that anyone who crosses in, no one comes out on planet Earth, right? Like it lands, and then anyone who goes in doesn't come out. Any kind of camera, anything they send in, doesn't come back. She comes back, and so they're asking her, like, what did it want? Because they don't understand what it is or whatever. And she says, and it's like haunted me since I watched it, because it relates to nature and the cellular structure and how your body is affected and all the medical things that people do, thinking that there's no consequence to what we do, right? And it's for the greater good, and it's da-da-da-da, and we think we have control of these things. And they're like, well, what did it want? And she's like, looks at him like he's out of his mind and says, I don't think it wants anything. It wants to survive.
Wants to live.
And so the amount of bacteria that live on this planet with us far outweighs us in numbers.
Right.
It wants to survive. We mutate, we change our own DNA with every vaccine, and without cause. Sometimes there's cause. Your life is about to end. You need medical intervention that is life-saving. Yes.
Right. That's different.
Yes. But when you go running to the doctor and you put your kid on antibiotics from the first, you know, they have acid reflux when they're a baby, and then they tell you to give your baby, who doesn't have a fully formed immune system at all, an antibiotic, and they have acid reflux, so give them this Nexium, a brand new baby, so and you destroy their body's ability to produce a functioning immune system. The bacteria that's going to wreck their lives and wreck their cells for all of their life,
right?
People don't pay attention to that. And then, so in that film, I'm just like, oh, man, that's haunting to think about. The cells that take over, give you cancer, or take your health down, they don't care. They don't want anything.
And if people would just realize the body is a magnificent machine, and it will take care of itself to a certain degree. I mean, it's
if we stop damaging it.
Yeah, if we stop trying to alter it.
Right.
And change it, like you say, and mess with it and all that.
That's a huge reason of my choice of not to vaccinate my kids, because when you dig and do a lot of research, I don't want to disrupt their kids, my grandkids and my great-grandkids' ability to have a healthy body. And it, based on my choices of what I inject into them, I could take that away before they exist. So I think it's very important for people to do research.
Yeah, and if people realize that a lot of the countries or even civilizations that don't do it. I mean, the Amish is a good example. They don't believe in any of that. And they don't have all the diseases. They don't have the cancers. They don't have all this. And why is that?
Well, they're also not exposed or eat half the crap we
eat.
Right. That's the other side of it, is all the crap they're feeding us. I mean, does anybody just go down and get a box of anything with GMOs in it or go buy tuna fish, with BHP? I mean, they got so much crap in our food.
Would you buy a box of DuPont carbon fiber just because it was nacho flavored?
For fire starter.
Mm-hmm. you look at some of the ingredients that are listed as preservatives and other things in your food, and then you go look at the other products that these things are in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can really, that metaphor's a little out of line, but not by far.
Look at what's in a Dorito. Go look at the ingredients in a Dorito sometime.
Yeah,
we use them for fire starter. We really do. I get a bag of Doritos and I throw them in a pack when I go hunting. And you would be surprised. It's like lighting an oil lamp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just start burning and then,
that's exactly why I asked, would you eat DuPont carpet fiber just because they told you it was nacho flavored? Absolutely not, but you'll eat Doritos.
Okay, right. You throw in a Coke, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. It's so disturbing.
It's
very disturbing.
We need to go to a break because I'm depressed.
If you want to call in and have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I can't afford it, guys. So I'm stuck here watching TV.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I got the
Robert Wyatt Radio. Yeah. Wow. I was just looking at the chat room, and one guy was saying that great show. After doing extensive research, they quit vaccinating his dogs for over 10 years. They've been healthier. I mean, it applies to dogs, too.
Well, it's the same, yeah. It's the same. Whatever goes on with animals is the same as humans.
So Big Pharma has got its active octopusy tentacles everywhere, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The rate of cancer in dogs, and I've watched a veterinarian talk because he was talking to a committee asking them to change the way they vaccinate animals. He was furious because he's injected all these animals for years and watched how it affects them.
Wow.
They develop cancer at the injection site.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no denying for him. He knows there's only certain places where you inject a vaccine, and they develop cancer in that site from the adjuvant.
Right.
The body just keeps on attacking. But that makes me think of titers. So titers is how you check the antibody presence in the body. You can do that with humans and dogs, but it costs you around $60 to $80, I believe, to check your animal's titers. So how rabies in the state of California is required, and a lot of people are just going to comply and follow and do what they feel like they have to do. And so if you follow that, and let's say this year you got your dog vaccinated with a rabies vaccine, well, the next time he's due, you could say, instead of me paying you $80 to vaccinate him, I want you to check the titers. Because if they still have antibodies present, you don't have to inject it with all the chemicals and all that stuff again. They will give you the certificate.
Oh, I gotcha.
They still have antibodies.
How did you learn that one?
Vaccine education.
Vaccine education. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. It's me again.
All right. What you got for us?
Well, I did have more to comment on. Number one, I was wondering if you've heard about the human DNA vaccine.
I have heard of it. I don't know anything about it. I haven't researched it at all.
There's a few that have human DNA in them, but which one specifically do you mean?
Well, I just heard about it, but it's apparently it can't be reversed. And it may be transferred to any children that you may have in the future.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about that yet.
Yeah. And the other thing is I got hepatitis C, and they think that I got it since I was in Vietnam, and I was a carrier. But I decided to go ahead with the treatment because the Veterans Administration is going to run out of funding in September. And it's $84,000 for 3 months worth of pills.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
That's
all. Yeah, it's roughly $1,000 a pill.
Well, to let you know, Mary, there is alternative ways to do hepatitis C, depending on what stage you're at, that costs a lot less than that.
Okay.
And there's some right here in Reading.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I've
turned down all the interferon treatments because it all it did was put it in aggression. But this just supposedly kills the virus, and they've been after me for years to take the interferon, but I refused. But this human DNA virus is just a bunch of BS, and it's just all of this is just more Big Pharma profit. So anyway,
I think that's part of what the issue is a lot of the older people and the people that are dealing with it now, remember their basic vaccinations that they got when they were kids. They went and got their polio. There was like three vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They had been time tested and gone on forever, and they think it's the same thing. And just because those were good vaccines doesn't mean that the new ones are.
And they totally were not good vaccines, by the way.
Yeah.
They had like 40,000 people ended up, they were injected with a monkey cell virus that caused cancer.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, for the polio vaccine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the chicken pox, the measles, the whooping cough, the whole works when I was a kid, and I didn't suffer anything from it. I never went to a measles party, but I hadn't heard of that.
Party of one. Yeah, we used to do that with chicken pox and measles. Like Red was saying, if somebody's kid had it, then we take all of our kids over there and lock them in a room and let them play together. Not literally lock them in, but here, go play with Johnny next door. I'll come back in 6 hours or whatever. And you did that for a couple of days, and you hoped that your child developed whatever it was that they had, the measles or the
Yeah,
the chicken pox.
My little sister used to make mud pies with her friend, and they would eat the mud pies, and she never got sick.
Right. Well, there's a lot of good stuff, actually, in dirt. I know it sounds funny, but there actually is.
I used to feed it to my little sister and the neighbor girl all the time in the sand pile.
Yeah, she's going to be 65 next month, and she's a chiropractor, and she looks like she's maybe 40.
I believe maybe more people should be eating the dirt, like the mud pies. Maybe
I don't know. Maybe today it's not a good idea. Back then it was pure dirt. Who knows what you're eating nowadays?
Well, I was always told that if you fed Roundup or something, dirt, then it was an iron deficiency.
Yeah.
Same with ice cubes.
But, okay, guys, you make my day. I look forward to this every week. You've got the best program on the radio.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and I spread the word about you guys. And I escorted, I escorted Carl into town when he first moved to Reading. So Carl and Linda are friends of mine. So
you used to ride with the Patriot Guards?
Yeah, and then MIAP. Later on and stuff, but I may have mentioned this last week, but I was in the hospital and they asked me if I wanted to have a pastor come in and talk to me, and I told him no, I wanted to know where my clothes were, and I left the hospital and went down and bought a new motorcycle. So
well, there you go, good for you.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to them. So, and one other thing is, I remember when you used to be able to go to the feed store, buy your rabies vaccines and administer it yourself.
I did too.
You can't even get...
And parvo and the coronavirus, all of that.
You can't even go to the doctor or go buy heartworm pills now.
Mm-mm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend tell me that, but you can get heartworm pills on Amazon.
Well, you might be able to get them in a couple of different ways, but if you go to the doctor and say, I need some heartworm pills, they will tell you that they have to do an examination by state law, charge you $80 before they'll give them to you.
Same at the feed store. You used to be able to buy it at the feed store.
Nonsense. Yeah. If you just go on Amazon, you can buy everything that they give you at the veterinarians. You can get it online, and it's the same stuff. It's, you know, the same
Check
product.
You out, Harry.
But you can send your kid to school, and they don't have any problem running them through and giving them shots.
Right. When I was talking earlier about my granddaughter, one other symptom she has, that poor girl will sleep for a day, 2 days sometimes.
Chronic fatigue.
Straight through. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons she had to give up the scholarship. But anyway, you guys try and stay cool in our nice Reading summertime preview, and probably talk to you next week, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I'm sorry to hear about your granddaughter. That really bothers me when you hear...
Well, I think one of the most telling things, and too, is the people on the other side of this argument, the pro-vaccine people and everything like that, they never want to debate you. They never want to get into a discussion of the facts.
No, they just like to insult you.
They immediately want to shut you up. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear anything that you have to say. And then they want to minimize you, demean you, and shove you off to the side as a lunatic.
And then they insult you.
Yeah.
Or uneducated.
Yeah. The doctors do that too.
Yeah.
And they make you sign papers. It's like for me, they wanted me to have a mammogram, and I refuse. And so I actually had to sign a paper stating that anything ever happens to me, that I won't come back and they're not liable for it. So there you go. Yeah.
I don't know. I hate going to the doctor. They do have their places, though. I mean, stitches.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. For you know, I mean, there's certain things.
Yeah,
but
I mean.
I said, can I have a topography? And they said, no, that, you know, they won't cover that. I would have to pay out of pocket for that. But, yeah.
I'll tell you.
So you can go get radiated, no problem.
Right? I've been using Prestige Urgent Care up here on Eureka, and I love them.
Yeah,
I mean, I pay them some money every 6 months or $1,000, and it could cover all the kids. You know, they got planner's warts or, you know, they whatever it happens.
Or they break an arm. Like
whatever.
Any of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got a place to go and take them, and it's not, it's reasonable. And you know, the free market actually works, believe it or not.
Yes, it does.
If we would just get all this other government crap out of there, you would see
if
this
we
thing.
Can make our own choices.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You'd see all this stuff filter out, and those guys would just go out of business.
Yeah.
Because nobody'd use them. You know, I mean, if you had an honest media reporting, you know, the consequences, you know, like the old Ayn Rand quote, you know, that you can ignore consequences or ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And that's where we're at right now. We're starting to see the consequences of ignoring reality. If we would just get back to acknowledging reality, we would solve a lot of these problems.
Yeah, it would shake out in the bottom.
And the logic is that it doesn't care. The balance is going to be achieved. Doesn't care what motive is, even for people who want money or people who want freedom. Like, it just drives me nuts because it does work. The free enterprise can work, but they do so much work to make people afraid, and that's what makes me evaluate and go, why am I making this choice? If it's because I'm afraid, that means I need more education. I need to learn more because I shouldn't be afraid that I'm saying yes. I shouldn't be afraid and be saying no. Either way, I should know what I'm doing.
Right.
So the mammogram, you know there is alternatives. Mm-hmm. And the way the system is set up in the United States, you either have to treat cancer or prevention of cancer with only radiation, chemotherapy, or what's the other one? Surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's
so if you want to use, well, now you
with
can
modern
do
medicine,
CBD oil. But before it was criminalized.
Yes.
You're a criminal.
Well, now there's alternative treatments, but they're really not cancer treatments, therefore, you know, this boosts your immune system, or, you know, there's no, you can't say it cures cancer, even
if they've given you license to operate your business and you say or make those claims, they will take your license and your business away.
Absolutely.
Yes, so you have to do it under other headings, like you're saying, in order And you,
there's a place in like Fresno, Stockton, something like that, where they just shut them down. It's called Jaden's Juice, or, oh my gosh, I wish I knew what it was. But they decided because he was treating people with cancer, and his son had something wrong with him. I don't even recall. It's Jaden something. I want to try and find it because it's crazy how they go after people. They completely go after you if you are outside of the norm,
mm-hmm.
outside of the way the government tells you that is fine, because basically they're taking a humongous cut of whatever it is.
It's a protected industry. It's insulated.
Well, and my understanding on cancer is that they can't live in an alkaline environment, you know.
Right.
So it would seem to me that the cure would probably be pretty simple, you know, especially if you caught it early, you know. And there's lots of different ways to do it, you know.
Diet's a big thing.
Sure.
The place is called Jaden's Journey. So because his dad helped him become healthy using CBD oil. So then they opened a store, and I'm like, there's so many doctors and so many ways where that's the story of how they come about actual cures for things, like Gerson therapy, where they can cure cancer. He's basically experimenting on his patients when he's a resident doctor in the 30s. And he was trying to cure, not tuberculosis, maybe it was tuberculosis in the lungs.
Right, that's tuberculosis.
Yeah, and so he was trying to cure tuberculosis because it was so common back then still. I believe it was tuberculosis. And he had different issues with his gut and stuff and migraines. And so he was treating these people with tuberculosis, and they were coming back to him saying, this also went away.
Right.
This also went away.
Wow.
This also went away. So then he did this protocol on lots of different people and started keeping the research, and his daughter is super old now, and she does, she has her clinic, the Gerson Therapy Clinic, people in stage 4 cancer, like tumors all throughout their body, dissolving in hours their body.
One of the things is they spend billions and billions of dollars a year on medical research for cancer and things like that, but they never spend a dime on curing cancer. They always spend researching treatments for cancer.
Because they don't want to cure it.
And
they know
the
what's causing it.
They know what, yeah, exactly. They know the cause, so they don't
the
want
other
to
one
cure.
That fascinates me, too, is when you get into the two sides of the argument, the pro-vaccine crowd and the anti-vaccine crowd and the different things, is it's almost universally the pro-vaccine crowd are the same people that are upset with Big Pharma because they're drug pushers peddling opium, you know.
The opiates,
medical grade. And they have this huge issue with the fact that they basically turned our doctors into drug dealers and that they're pushing clinical-grade heroin onto us, and the Big Pharma is evil and everything. Then they turn right around and go, but vaccines are great.
Right.
You're out of your mind. You know, it's the same name on the packages.
Yeah, it's the same person.
It's the same people.
Yeah. It's pushing it, whether it's pushing the vaccines or pushing the opiates.
It's kind of like going to Subway sandwich and you found out a couple of years ago that they were putting like cardboard or something in their bread.
It was like tar or something.
Whatever it was in their
bread. Rubber?
And now they've re-upped and they got the new bread line out, and you trust them, don't you?
I haven't eaten at Safeway in like 5 years.
Subway's actually, I think, going out of business. They're having a problem.
I believe it.
You know, a lot of the fast food places. I mean, do you take your kids to McDonald's?
I don't anymore.
I don't go there.
Go watch Supersize Me once.
But I like their new commercial. What is it? You know. Fresh hamburgers cooked to order now or something at McDonald's. I saw something. It's like, well, what the hell were you serving before?
We don't pull the disc of wood cellulose out of the freezer and reconstitute it in pink slime until you want it.
Remember the old commercial, where's the beef?
I don't remember that.
The old Wendy's lady.
Where's the beef?
Yeah,
so it was 100% beef, you know, now. And
so what was that for the last 50 years?
And of course they market to the kids. You got your kids. They look at be careful on TV. I think the best thing to do with your kids is isolate them from society.
I get a toy. I get a toy. I want the toy.
It's cigarette marketing.
I'm not sure isolation is the answer there too. I think to a certain extent,
I agree.
You've got to push them out there and. Teach them to identify it. Put them in the stream and go, that rock and that rock.
I really agree with you, in fact, and I was kidding. But, you know, every time they say Happy Meal.
I completely, it was about last year, I stopped taking my kids to McDonald's, even if I felt, like I know what junk it is, but I still would take them to get a Happy Meal because they become, like, so happy to have the toy and have the whatever. But I read one article again about how their fries are processed, their potatoes are processed. And it's atrocious.
Really no,
potatoes. No
and then,
potatoes.
And then I thought, I'm teaching them what is good for them. I'm teaching them what reward is. I'm teaching them their perception of what to eat and what to seek out to eat and what their, basically their reward. Because they have chemicals in their food that stimulate your brain just like a drug. So if
it
you
is
think,
a drug.
I have this happy experience with my parent to go to McDonald's and I eat this food and I feel good and I'm happy. And then
they just want to keep repeating that. Yeah, exactly.
But if I'm the one in charge of their experiences while they're my little kids and I have them at home, why would I repeatedly expose them to that and then at some point in time lecture them to get out of that in their life, in their behavior? Hmm. And I don't want to try to modify their behavior when they're older. I want them to have it in them to where that's not what we do.
Well, it's because they're programmed to recognize that as a treat or something, you know, a bonus that they did good. And a lot of times it's just you really have to work your way through the programming and the marketing of, oh, I'm going to go get a Happy Meal. My kids are happy. And, hey, it's healthy now because we've got these weird little apples that come in a plastic bag that never go bad, you know, and things like that. But what you really need to hear is your kid is going, hey, Mommy, can I have permission to go poison myself with horrible food so I can get a toy made in China out of lead-based paint?
I threw away those toys within 48 hours because I don't
can
want
to be happy
all
for 5 minutes before I die from
the
poison?
It's like finding a Twinkie in a time capsule 300,000 years from
and
now.
And it's still good.
And it's still edible. Well, we're out of time.
We want to thank you for coming in, and we will have you back and go over some more stuff. That was great. Great information.
There you have it. Sovereign Mind Radio. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.